You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
The U.S. consulate in Istanbul has been attacked. The Revolutionary People's Liberation Army Front is claiming responsibility, according to the BBC. There are rising tensions in the country between the government and Kurdish militants.
Three policemen and three civilians were injured in that attack. Two assailants opened fire at police who were sent to inspect the bomb scene. There was a gunfight which killed two assailants, as well as a member of the police team inspecting the scene.
That was AP correspondent Susan Fraser. The Afghan president is calling on Pakistan to crack down on Taliban insurgents. The appeal comes after a suicide car bomb attack near the international airport in Kabul killed 5 people. Stocks opened higher, on track to break the longest losing streak in 4 years for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Precision Castparts soared 19% after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway said it would buy the maker of industrial components for $32 billion. Stocks also rose in China. This is U.S. Say headline news.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Many of the GOP presidential candidates appeared on the Sunday morning talk shows yesterday to discuss Donald Trump. He is under fire for making remarks about a female Fox News moderator during last week's debates. He told the Today Show that he never meant to say anything inappropriate.
The interesting thing is, I really said nothing because I stopped because I wanted to get on to jobs or whatever the next subject was.
But Carly Fiorina told CBS Face the Nation that women are reacting negatively to the comments.
Women of all kinds are really sort of horrified by this.
And Kentucky Senator Rand Paul told Fox News Sunday that Trump is not a true conservative.
What is he for? I have no idea whether he's a conservative. He really could be a liberal for all I'm concerned. I have no idea what his real philosophy is other than that he is for promoting himself.
Trump has also come under fire for not offering details on how he will fix the country if elected. Malaysia's government says debris has been found in the Maldives a week after a piece of a plane wing washed up on the Indian Ocean island of Reunion. Malaysia last week confirmed that the plane fragment came from MH370 that went missing last year. The government now says it will send a team to the Maldives to determine whether that debris also came from the plane. Hillary Clinton plans today to unveil a $350 billion plan aimed at making college more affordable and reducing the burden of student debt. Her aides say she will hold a town hall meeting in New Hampshire where she will propose the steps. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Rental charges and fines up to $25,000. One of the two people who attacked the U.S. consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, is in custody. Local media reports say a man and a woman opened fire on the building just hours before a car bombing at a police station wounded nearly a dozen people. The man got away, but the woman was arrested after being wounded when police returned fire. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website Tizzible. Get Tizzible.
Carbon monoxide poisoning at a 24-hour Walmart in Central Florida. Orange County Fire Rescue officials say the gas had reached unsafe levels by 4 a.m. Sunday at the Avalon Park store. Orange County Fire Rescue spokeswoman Kat Kennedy says 13 people at a Walmart store in a suburb of Orlando had to be treated for carbon monoxide poisoning.
Orange County Fire Rescue responded to a hazmat call. Upon arrival to the Walmart, we discovered several patients who were complaining of lightheadedness and dizziness.
Kennedy says fire crews were called when people at a Walmart store reported feeling dizzy and sick in the early morning hours Sunday.
We entered the structure and found very high levels of carbon monoxide. We evacuated the structure. Approximately 13 patients were treated on scene, 7 of which were transported to local hospitals.
Kennedy says there was a carbon monoxide warning alarm going off inside the store during the early morning hours, and fire crews had everyone go outside.
Once we evacuated the building at...
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Rental charges and fines up to $25,000. One of the two people who attacked the U.S. consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, is in custody. Local media reports say a man and a woman opened fire on the building just hours before a car bombing at a police station wounded nearly a dozen people. The man got away, but the woman was arrested after being wounded when police returned fire. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website Tizzible. Get Tizzible.
Carbon monoxide poisoning at a 24-hour Walmart in Central Florida. Orange County Fire Rescue officials say the gas had reached unsafe levels by 4 a.m. Sunday at the Avalon Park store. Orange County Fire Rescue spokeswoman Kat Kennedy says 13 people at a Walmart store in a suburb of Orlando had to be treated for carbon monoxide poisoning.
Orange County Fire Rescue responded to a hazmat call. Upon arrival to the Walmart, we discovered several patients who were complaining of lightheadedness and dizziness.
Kennedy says fire crews were called when people at a Walmart store reported feeling dizzy and sick in the early morning hours Sunday.
We entered the structure and found very high levels of carbon monoxide. We evacuated the structure. Approximately 13 patients were treated on scene, seven of which were transported to local hospitals.
Kennedy says there was a carbon monoxide warning alarm going off inside the store during the early morning hours, and fire crews had everyone go outside.
Once we evacuated the building at 3:40, it wasn't until after 7 a.m. that the carbon monoxide levels were low enough that we were able to enter the structure.
Orange County Fire Rescue spokeswoman Kat Kennedy says investigators have already determined the likely cause of the incident. I'm J.J. Jeffries, USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It's 8:06. It's time for Unchamber Radio Weather. Flemington right now, it's 67 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. A 20% chance of precipitation. It's going to be a cooler day than yesterday. A mix of clouds and sun during the morning will give way to cloudy skies in the afternoon. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible. A high of 80, winds south-southeast to 5 to 10 miles an hour. And that is for today, August 10th. For tonight, cloudy with rain developing after midnight. A low of 65, wind southeast to 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 90%. Rainfall around a quarter of an inch. We could definitely use that now. You could start to see the lawns browning out. For tomorrow, thunderstorms likely in the morning. Then the chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. A few storms may be severe. A high of 80, winds south-southwest of 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 80%. Plentiful sunshine and 84 on Wednesday. Intervals of cloud and sunshine, 83 on Thursday. Sunny skies, 88 on Friday the 14th. Saturday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 90. Ooh, a 90 burger. I haven't seen one of those in a while in August. That is the forecast. Here's the temperatures. 70 in White House, 67 in town of Clinton, 68 in Reddington, 67 in Alexandria, 66 in Kingwood, 66 in the Allentown Eastern area, and 70 in East Amwell. Good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Jim Radio Weather.
Make my stand.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C. You're coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon, and that's Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, today is... Sometimes you just got to scratch your head and ask yourself how. Today is National Duran Duran Appreciation Day. So I've cooked up a number of Duran Duran cuts for you and me. So there you go, the reflex. First things first, though, let's get you some traffic and see what's going on with Hunterdon County roads. Been busy, we've been busy out there with some of our traffic. HERTTMA.com has sent me my alerts. We have a number of them right now. Here we go. Starting off with construction on County Line Road in Reddington. Closed to both directions at freight rail crossing near intersection of County Line Road and Industrial Parkway until 7 p.m. Tuesday, August 11th. Detour is Route 22, Reddington Road and Harlan School Road. Traffic detour will be coordinated with the local police. If work is completed earlier, the roadway will be reopened accordingly. So, can't go that way. Congestion on 78 eastbound in Flemington at exit 18, US 22 in Clinton. Delays due to volume. People are back from vacation. 78 Express eastbound in Union Township, Union. Fire department activity on 78 Express lanes eastbound at west of exit 52, Garden State Parkway. Right lane closed for 5-minute delay. Route 22 eastbound in Reddington. There's an incident there now. Vehicles off to the side of the road. Over by County Route 523, multi-vehicle accident. So those of you who are following the detour because of County Line Road are now encountering another problem. And just came out about 2 minutes ago, construction on Church Street in Flemington. Church Street will be closed today between Main Street and Broad from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. for road construction. That is Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. Register with HERTTMA.com, and you can get the same alerts I do, including the local roads like I just broadcast. All right, what is on HunterChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Al War on at 8:40. We'll talk business with Al. Al always brings us an independent column about independent local entrepreneurs and businesses that we would like to learn about, and Al reports upon them. At 9:15, if he's available, we'll get Mr. Joe Patton on and ask him about the investments in the markets. Pretty interesting times right now in the middle of August, and we're having a little bit of volatility going on, so we'll find out what is happening with our markets, and Joe Patton will give us the latest on all of that. And at 10 o'clock, it's the Rotary Hour. That's Megan Jones-Holt, but I believe Mr. Joe Steiner will be in today to talk about community service and being a Rotarian. So that's on from 10 to 11. Chef Bill's Table, Bill Kinslow from Jake's. He's the executive chef over there. He also teaches classes over at the Hunterdon County Polytech and runs the cafe over there. Bill brings us all sorts of tips, tricks, advice, and recipes for your, right now, your summer cooking, your summer parties. Sue Lang Saponara from ShopRite is on at noon. In the Aisles with Sue, talking about the healthy foods in the aisles of ShopRite and how to cook them so you're enjoying your food and eating healthier at the same time. Mental Health Matters with Larry Cartwright is on from 2 to 3. Larry is representing NAMI of Hunterdon, and they are talking about how to support and help people and families, those with brain injuries and brain illness and mental illness. So it's an award-winning show. Larry Cartwright brings that to you. And the Medical Center on the air, the Hunter Medical Center on the air from 3 to 4. Either Larry or the Prez will be hosting that. That's from 3 to 4 on Hunter Medical Center on the air. Hot in Hunterdon, Georgine Trinkle gives us all the topics that are making the headlines in Hunterdon, including many of the ones that I talk about on my show. And then Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour finishes up the day. And Ruth Ann's got another guest on tap for today. And she says that it's going to be Richard Schaefer. And he'll be talking about talking pains and pounds. So let's talk about losing all of that bad stuff. Pains and pounds. I imagine there's a connection there somewhere between weight loss and feeling a little better and the pain that you might be feeling on a day-to-day basis. So Richard Schaefer is bringing that to you with the host of Celebrations of a Lifetime. It's Ruth Ann Brown, and she'll come on and talk to Mr. Richard Schaefer about all of that. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Skies are crying, I'm watching, catching teardrops in my.
All right, little Demi Lovato helping me with BrownieLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. I scratch my head on this all the time because, let's see, in the first week, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 19 different celebrations for the first week of August, and now I have significantly less than that for the entire rest of the month of August. So I don't know why we have all the things piled into one particular area, one particular day, but For those of you who are looking to make a name and bring awareness, you got to get out of the pack. Anyway, it is Gay Games, started on the 8th, finishes up on the 15th. It's National Motorcycle Week. Lots of motorcyclists out there enjoying the weather. But listen, y'all who are on the motorcycles, you got to respect the road, okay? Please don't get upset with the drivers when you are cutting in between cars at traffic lights and cutting us off. That's a little frustrating. Everybody has the road the same way, and I respect that. But man, when you start cutting people off, that's not a good thing. You don't own the road any more than anybody else. All right, I'm off my soapbox. National Motorcycle Week. Enjoy the open road and the nice weather. Feeding Pets of the Homeless Week. And NJ Animals on here a week or so ago. National Resurrect Romance Week. It's Elvis Week. Starts today, as a matter of fact. Oh, I got to throw some Elvis in today. Weird Contest Week. And for today, it is, I already told you, it's National Duran Duran Appreciation Day. It's Paul Bunyan Day. It is Smithsonian Day. You'll hear about that today in history. It's S'mores Day. You know that. The graham crackers, the chocolate, and the marshmallows. It just gives you a sugar rush, and then you just want to take a nap. And it's Skyscraper Appreciation Day, and that's why we're playing Demi Lovato, Skyscraper. But when you go out to a city and you look at the architecture and 110-story buildings, the Empire State Building, the Freedom Tower, and all the Chrysler Building, appreciate it. Get a real glimpse of how stoic those things are and enjoy them. That is BrandonLox.com, celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com on the 7th reported Investors Bank Foundation $2,000 grant supports hunting prevention resources. This is, I constantly harp on hunting prevention resources and how really cool they are in trying to help people. The Investors Bank Foundation, which supports initiatives in the arts, education, youth development, affordable housing, and health and human services, has provided hunting prevention resources with a $2,000 community grant to support prevention education programs presented to school-age children, youth in Hunterdon County. The substance abuse is a growing problem among Hunterdon County youth, as noted in 2013-15 Hunterdon County Community Health Improvement Plan. Substance abuse was listed as number 3 priority for the Hunterdon County Partnership for Health, who initiated this plan. Quote, to address this issue, HPR offers evidence and science-based programs that not only discuss substance abuse, but also provide needed life skills such as decision-making and healing with their feelings, which will help young children develop a strong foundation to stay alcohol and drug-free, said Karen A. Whitico, co-executive director of HPR. Funding from our corporate donors, such as investors, allows HPR to continually update its programs based on current trends and add to its curriculum whenever possible, said Leslie Gable, co-executive director to HPR. This funding enables HPR to continue to provide the highest quality prevention education programs to our county youth. Karen Whitico, co-executive director of Hunter and Prevention Resources, receives $2,000 check from Jackie Stutz, or Stutz, member of the HPR Board of Trustees and branch manager of the Investors Savings Bank, located at Three Bridges, on behalf of Investors Bank Foundation, to provide prevention education programs to the Hunterdon County youth. And the photo in this article was part of NJ Advanced Media. Thank you, Investors Bank Foundation, and thank you, HPR, for everything you're doing. It is an uphill climb, but I know we're going to make it. And we're working on here Yeah, I'll tell you right now, we're working on here a full week of focusing on drug prevention and the drug problem in Hunter County on Hunter Chamber Radio. And I'll certainly keep you up to date as to when that's going to happen. But we really need to sit down and discuss it. It really needs to be taken care of. All right, well, that's vitamin C, all of that good stuff for today. Oops. I just cut off my own music. All right, celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you.
A lot of practice today. Let's be groggy.
May all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Celebrity birthdays from the old disc jockey almanac. Kylie Jenner is 18 today, so I'm keeping up with the Kardashians. The Maze Runner, Jacob Lattimore, is 19. Snowpiercer, Ah Sung Ko, is 23. The X-Men, Lucas Till, is 25. Room 17 again, Tyler Steelman, is 25. Maleficent, Brenton Thwaites, 26. The Blacklist, Ryan Eggold, is 31. Sin City, Devon Aoki, is 33. 34th birthday of Catherine Bosher, Spy Next Door. Legend of Hercules, Roxanne McKee, is 35. Reba, Joanna Garcia Swisher, is 36. Good Will Hunting, Allison Foland, is 37. From Kids, Leo Fitzpatrick's 37. Angel Camouflaged, Tessie Santiago, is 40. Model Actress, Rizzoli and Isles, Angie Harmon, is 43. The Man in the Moon, Emily Warfield, is 43. The Bone Collector, Michael McClone, is 43. Justin Thoreau is 44. Playboy, Playmate, Model, Sportscaster, Lisa Durgan Podsegnik, is 45. Former World Heavyweight Boxing Champion Riddick Bowe is 48. Babylon 5, Claudia Christian is 50. R&B singer Buffalo Stance, Nene Cherry is 51. From Clerks, Marilyn Gilglaudy is 54. Actor in Desperado, Antonio Banderas is 55. Rosanna Arquette is 56. From Pulp Fiction, Beach Babes from Beyond and Powder Blue, Don Swayze's 57. Groundhog Day, Rick Overton is 61. Diane Venora is 63. She's from Heat and the Insider. Ryan's Hope, Danielle Hugh Kelly, 63. R&B singer, Patty Austin, 65. Diamond Rio Mandolinist, One More Day was the song. Gene Johnson, 66. Jethro Tull, lead singer. Ian Anderson, 68. Ronettes, lead singer. Ronnie Bennett, Spectre Greenfield, is 72. Olympic gold medal sprinter, Lucinda Williams, is 78. The Hunger Games, Catching the Eagle Eye, Lynn Cohen, is 82. And actress in Spellbound, Out of the Past, Rhonda Fleming, 92. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Hey, another celebrity birthday is Eddie Fisher. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning, huntingchamber.com.
Dungaree doll, dungaree doll, paint your initials on my jeans, so everyone in town will know we go around
together, together, together.
Dungaree doll, dungaree doll.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. A man is being treated for gunshot wounds after exchanging fire with plainclothes police in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri on Sunday night. St. Louis County Police Department Chief John Belmar says the incident happened as the community was marking 1 year since unarmed African-American teenager Michael Brown was fatally shot by a white police officer.
Sometimes you can't tell the difference between smoke and tear gas. We try to use it also as a warning.
Chief Belmar said the suspect in last night's chaos was found to be in possession of a stolen weapon. Donald Trump still holds the lead in the crowded Republican presidential field despite his controversial remarks about a female Fox News anchor. A new NBC News Survey Monkey poll shows Trump with 23% support, followed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who has 13% support. Former NFL player and broadcaster Frank Gifford is being fondly remembered by family and friends. Wife Kathy Lee Gifford tweeted that the Gifford family was, quote, finding comfort in knowing where Frank is and thanking others for the outpouring of support. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a Bic.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with Bic and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at Bic, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a Bic today and see for yourself.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
It's happened again. There's been another wave of drone sightings in the New York area. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
Four passenger jets spotted drones as they were landing at Newark Liberty Airport around noon yesterday.
We just saw the drone at 3,000 here, 16 and a half DME. It's a red drone.
The FAA says the planes were 8 to 13 miles from the airport. This is the third time they've been spotted in New York airspace in recent days. There were earlier incidents this month at Kennedy Airport and in New Jersey. Flying a drone anywhere near an airplane can bring criminal charges and fines up to $25,000. The FAA is investigating. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
An American reporter jailed in Iran could know this week whether he'll go free. Jason Rezaian had what his attorney said was the final hearing on unspecified charges today. The attorney says Iranian law calls for a verdict to be issued by next Monday. Iran arrested Rezaian and his wife at their home in Tehran more than a year ago. This is USA Headline News.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Mega investor Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, is about to finalize its biggest business deal ever. Buffett's company is on the verge of buying aerospace parts maker Precision Castparts for more than $30 billion. That tops Berkshire Hathaway's 2009 purchase of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad for about $27 billion. Every year, young children die from heat stroke after being left alone in a hot car. Dr. Joanne Robinson with the Cleveland Clinic says it's a common myth that caring and attentive parents are immune to this type of tragic accident.
About 50% of children that are left in a car are left in a car by a loving parent. Many times it has to do with a change in their routine or simple fatigue.
Researchers estimate that half of hot car incidents involve a sleeping child who's forgotten by a loving caregiver in the back seat. Some people believe that cracking a window will help keep the car cool, but that's also a myth because car windows create a greenhouse effect and temperatures can rise quickly. Dr. Robinson says it's important to remember that a child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's. She says a cool outdoor temperature doesn't mean a parked car will be safe for little ones inside.
It is a myth to think that if it's 60 degrees outside that your car will not heat up. It can heat up to dangerously high temperatures over a period of time.
Join us here and online at usaheadlinenews.com for more special interest stories, news, and headlines. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
It is 8:33. Time for Chamber Radio Weather. Temperature has risen to 71 degrees right now in Flemington. Mostly cloudy skies, calm winds. A little cooler than yesterday for today, and it's August 10th. A mix of clouds and sun during the morning will give way to cloudy skies this afternoon. Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. We could use that. High of 80, winds south-southeast to 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy with rain developing after midnight. We definitely need that. Low around 65, wind southeast to 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Rainfall around 1/4 of an inch. Thunderstorms likely in the morning tomorrow, then the chance of scattered thunderstorms in the morning. A few storms may be severe, a high of 80. Wind south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour, chance of rain 80%. Plentiful sunshine 84 on Wednesday. Intervals of clouds and sunshine 83 on Thursday. Sunny skies 88 on Friday. Saturday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny. And finally, a 90 burger on the board. Temperatures in our area, 67 at the county complex, 69 in Alexandria, 70 at Tewksbury, 68 in the town of Clinton, 71 in Raritan, 69 in Ringo, 69 in New Hope. Good morning, Hunter, and it's some Jimbo Radio weather. Welcome back to Good Morning on EnergyMirror.com. If you're expecting the Michelle Heide investment report, well, it's going to be pushed over to 9:15 because Michelle is on vacay. So we'll see if we can get Mr. Joe Patton on at 9:15. And buckle up because Joe always has a lot of insight and opinions about how not only the markets are going, but also how politics and the governments are affecting the markets, so you'll get all of that and more at 9:15. I have other things to talk about while we're waiting. We've had Casa Shaw on here a couple of times, and nice to see that Huntington County Casa Shaw receives state funding. So the staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 7th that court-appointed special advocates of Somerset, Huntington, and Warren counties recently received a record $112,672 in state legislative funds through a pass-through grant from CASA of New Jersey. This funding will enable the program to not only continue to serve children currently appointed as advocate, but still what will enable the expansion of services to other children in need. CASA Shaw provided 93 advocates in court for 191 children who have had abused or neglected during the past fiscal year. Isn't that just a shame? Here's a quote from Tracy Heisler, who was on my show not too long ago. She says, "We at Casa Shaw are deeply grateful to both Casa of New Jersey and the state legislature for their provision of this vital funding, which will enable us to continue to serve the most vulnerable population." She continues to say, "Our single biggest barrier to providing any advocate to every child in need is one in money, and this grant will go a long way in helping us to expand services to them. In fact, we are currently recruiting new advocates for our fall training, and this funding will help to support them as they go through training and are sworn in by the court." CASA of Somerset, Huntington, and Warren counties is part of a statewide network of community-based nonprofit programs that recruit, screen, train, supervise volunteers to speak up for a child removed from home due to abuse or neglect. Members of the public who are interested in becoming a CASA volunteer or who want more information can visit CASA Shaw, so it's CASASHAW.org, for this local program, or CASAofNJ.org for other programs statewide. CASA is the only program in New Jersey that uses trained volunteers to work one-on-one with children, ensuring that each one gets the services needed and achieves permanency in a safe, nurturing home. Man, I had a couple weeks ago, I had two orphans on here from Columbia that were visiting New Jersey from Columbia, and I had 1,600 people that listened to that show. And it's just a shame that we have orphans. It's important to help anybody, especially young kids like that. But it's even more upsetting to realize that there are kids out in our community right now that have been abused and or neglected, and we need to have court-appointed volunteers to help figure out what's the best options for them. So this money is obviously going to go a long way, and I'm sure Tracy is extremely happy with it, and hopefully she can get more volunteers. They are in need of volunteers, so if you are interested in helping out in some manner, shape, or form, just a matter of common sense and a little training and some compassion, and I think that's all you require, plus some time, and you can help straighten out and perhaps guide a child's life by directing the court to give them the needs that they require. So there you have it. Another thing I want to bring up, man, another sad situation here. We'll get more to it, but I'm going to take a break now because I'm going to get Mr. Al Warren. But we have another person missing in the Delaware River. And I don't know how people think that they are invincible. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Right now, we're going to take a break, get Mr. Al Warren, and we'll talk with him in just a few minutes. Hang on. Business with Al up next.
I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
All right, it's time for Business with Al. Al Ward, an independent columnist with the Huntington County Democrat, is on the phone and he talks business with me every Monday. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks. You?
I'm doing very well, sir. And we were just chatting about the weather and growing and all that good stuff. And what's the latest plant in your garden that you're enjoying right now?
Well, there's several. I really like marigolds. And I save the seed every year and plant them, and they're everywhere in my place.
All right. And what's the latest vegetables you've been harvesting?
Oh, peppers and tomatoes and eggplant.
You just do the basic peppers, or you do actually do any exotic ones?
I don't try to get exotic, no.
Why did I think that was going to be the answer? All right. We talk
traditional stuff.
Traditional stuff. We talk business with you every Monday, and you give us insight into some businesses that need to be highlighted. So who did you highlight this week?
Well, I took the occasion. You know, summer people go off on vacation frequently, yes. But summer is also a time to take care of problems inside and outside the house.
Okay.
So I concentrated. I talked to several people who specialize in all kinds of things. Anybody can do a little painting or clean out the garage, but if your gutter is leaking or you want your chimney taken care of and cleaned, or the garage door doesn't open when you press the button,
mm-hmm.
then you got to call somebody who knows what they're doing.
Okay. So
I talked to Richard Miller. Richard is in his 80s. He's a grandfather now, but it's still a family business. His son, Bruce, and grandson, Josh, run the day-to-day operation. He does R.J. Miller garage door operation based outside Bloomsbury there. And they sell garage door openers. They install them. They repair them. They'll take a look at anything and get you back in shape if, when you press the button, the door doesn't open.
Well, there's more to it than that. I you don't really pay attention to it, but the very heavy duty springs that that bring back the door, they eventually wear out and snap.
Wear out. In fact, Josh, I talked to Josh as well as to Richard, and he said if the door starts to open and then stops, it's probably a broken spring or one that is getting on its last legs.
Okay. All right.
But they can troubleshoot the problem and fix it and get you back in shape. They operate out of their operation there outside Bloomsbury, and they'll handle anything from Route 31 in Hunterdon all the way west into Allentown.
Okay, good.
So it's a big area they service with garage doors. Well, they can also make your garage door phone capable.
Phone capable.
So, yeah, so that you can use your newfangled phone to open the garage door.
You know, I'm a lonely guy, but I don't think I'm that lonely. I think
I still have
a couple of friends.
I have to pull up my hand.
Oh man,
it still works. So
still works.
I change.
So you get your exercise.
Yeah, there you go.
You do 10 garage door pull-ups. Right?
That's an idea. Yeah, my garage is at the back of the property. It's not attached to the house.
Okay.
So I get a little exercise working back there.
Excellent. All right. Very good. So you're obviously
Dave Miller, yeah.
You're not into the are you in need of a garage door repair?
Not yet, but the time will come, I'm sure.
I'm just trying to figure out what happened in your life last week that made you decide to call up home repair people. This is funny.
Well, it just seemed the time of year when you really need to give attention. The other thing is chimneys.
Yes.
I wasn't aware, frankly, that the number of wood-burning stoves that are in Hunterdon County.
Yes, yes.
And the surrounding counties.
Well, we get a benefit from that because we have a lot of wooded area and people want to save on energy.
Yeah. So they put in a wood stove, some of them pellet stoves, that's the stuff you buy in the store, but others just burn the wood
right
in a wood stove or a furnace, and that means that the chimney is getting all kinds of smoke up there, which builds up and, mm-hmm. and can produce carbon monoxide, of course.
Yes.
I talked to Thorin Chimney in they're in Hampton there, but they handle Hunterdon, Warren, Somerset, and Morris counties. And most of there, I talked to Carol Severe, who handles the place, and she tells me that chimneys at vent wood stoves and fireplaces need to be cleaned out at least every year.
Yes.
Maybe more frequently, depending on how you use,
yes.
use it. But they do that, and she tells me that 60% of their work is just that. They also do other things. They'll put a chimney top on top or rebuild the top of the chimney if it starts to deteriorate. Or they provide inspection services, which any chimney has to be inspected before you can sell or buy the house.
Right. I harp on this excessively around the late fall, early winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because invariably, Al, I am reporting at some point in the near future that somebody's house went on fire because of a chimney fire.
Because of a chimney fire, and they're next to impossible to put out.
Yeah, very hard. And so chimney sweeps, chimney cleaning has to take place, not just for your wood-burning stoves, but for your furnaces as well, because if your furnace is not burning efficiently because it hasn't been tuned, you could potentially have a fire from there as well. And
in the chimney, which is extremely dangerous.
We've lost a few historic buildings, and some people have lost entire houses. And some people, fortunately, have escaped it, but there's a potential of loss of life there. So yeah. It's a huge thing, huge. So glad to hear that.
USA Headline News, I'm Kelly Sloan. More violence in Ferguson, Missouri on the one-year anniversary of the shooting death of Michael Brown. Officials say some protesters blocked traffic overnight and confronted police. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar is calling them criminals.
They weren't protesters. Protesters are people that are out there that are talking about a way to affect change.
Officers chased an armed man with whom they exchanged gunfire. He was shot and critically injured. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian's trial ended today in Tehran. He has been held for more than a year on espionage charges. His mother, Mary Rezaian, says he is innocent.
He is paying the price of the suspicion, the animosity, and the paranoia between the two countries for more than 37 years.
The Obama administration is being criticized for not making his release, along with three other Americans being held, as a condition in the Iran nuclear deal. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming.